In southern Iraq, the U.S. Civil Administration has been performing an experiment. It's holding local elections for city councils in communities across Dakar province. The attempt at direct local elections comes amid repeated demands from the country's Shiite Muslim leadership for a national vote. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Dakar province.
On election day, several hundred excited Iraqis crowded around the entrance to polling station number 3. Inside, dozens of people, both male and female, sat at desks like schoolchildren, hunched over ballots with a list of 112 candidates for the next city council. An Iraqi election observer called out instructions on how to fill out the ballot. This was the first free election ever held in Shatra, the second largest city in Dakar province. It took this grizzled farmer in tribal headdress some 20 minutes to figure out who to vote for.
Is he polite? Is he a good guy? His name is good. He's clean. These things that are looking about it, because we were tired of past what we have suffered. Now we want something new. So this is why it takes me a long time to give my vote to the people, to the candidates.
This is the 16th city council election to be held in Dakar province. Each has offered important lessons to both Iraqis and the American officials running the vote.
The very first time, everyone just sort of crowded around the box, and we literally had to keep our hand on top of the box so that people wouldn't shove their votes inside the box. Now, as you see, there's tables set up in lines and ropes.
Tobin Bradley, an Arabic-speaking American with the Occupation Authority, is the chief architect of this democratic experiment. As the sun set over Shatra, he and his team of election organizers emptied the ballot boxes in front of an auditorium full of city council candidates. In the end, more than 6,000 votes were cast, with each voter using his or her ration card for registration at the polls. The electorate chose a new city council split between Islamist parties, the Communist Party, and independents. Tobin says this is only the first step towards organizing the kind of national elections demanded by Iraq's most revered Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani.
If you ask me today, are we ready for a universal election? We're not. If you look around, we're using a ration card because most families have them, and it's difficult to forge that. But if you look at the ID card that they were using to prove that they're a member of the family, they're few and far between. They're actually very good quality, and that can really prove that that person is who they say they are. So there certainly needs to be, a census and a new identification system.
The biggest challenge to Bradley's election project may be the provincial capital, Nasiriya, which has yet to elect a city council.
Mandala quick action force de Puma.
Italian Carabinieri military police have been on alert there ever since last week, when a two-hour gun and grenade battle erupted between Iraqi police and an Islamist militia that had been authorized to operate by the Italian-run occupation authority. The Iraqi police say the militia started it when they kidnapped a policeman and killed 3 police officers. The Carabinieri stepped in between the two fighting groups and later stormed the militia's headquarters. Inside, the Italians arrested 8 militia members and found stockpiles of weapons, as well as 2 prisoners who had been tortured. Carabinieri Colonel Carmelo Burgio says this city may not be ready for democratic elections, since he believes almost all of Nasiriya's many political parties have been secretly mobilizing their own private militias.
They like to arrest people. They like to conduct their activities for their interests. And according to it's only my personal opinion, they would like only to be present at the end of June, because they have weapon and they could defend, they could fight for their parties.
On June 30th, the U.S. and its occupation allies are due to hand over sovereignty to a yet-to-be-formed Iraqi provisional government. National elections are to take place by the end of next January. Ivan Watson, NPR News.